Chicago man charged with robbery after his mom turned him in gets prison sentence. By Amy Furr on March 2, 2024. A young man in Chicago accused of robbing an elderly person after his mother turned him into law enforcement has received a prison sentence but is not expected to serve any further time behind bars. CWV Chicago identified the suspect as 19-year-old Cortez Mooks in a report published Friday. The outlet explained that because he has earned over 1,000 credit days in jail, that fact along with the state's 50% sentence reduction satisfies the time he has left. Images show the suspect in the case and the distinctive sweatshirt that helped identify him. Following the robbery incident on the Chicago Transit Authority, CTA, train, law enforcement released surveillance footage in May 2022 of the three men who targeted the 63-year-old victim. The victim was sitting on a Brown Line train at Washington Wells when the men entered his car. One of them held him by the neck while the others went through his pockets and took his wallet, prosecutors said, the outlet stated. Although the victim in the case was unable to identify Mooks, his mother saw the surveillance footage and recognized the sweatshirt he was wearing, which had the word King on the front. However, the woman reportedly did not immediately hand her son over to authorities. But after Mooks kicked in her back door a couple of months later, she dropped a dime on him, and the cops took him into custody. Officials said, the CWV Chicago report noted. Social media users shared their thoughts on the case, one person writing, "She's a good mother. Too many moms try to protect their babies. A good mother," another user commented. Authorities initially charged the suspect with robbery of a person over 60, but he struck a plea deal allowing him to plead that down to theft from a person. Judge Peggy Chiampas oversaw the case, the outlet reported. When the young man had robbery charges filed against him, prosecutors informed the judge the young man had several robbery charges pending in juvenile court. The CWV Chicago report noted that those cases are withheld from the public due to being juvenile records. Breitbart News reported Tuesday that approximately 21 individuals were shot and 4 died over the weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson's, D, Chicago.